Coming up on TMS, what do you do when a stranger flies at you out of nowhere?
The oldest cat in the world is no longer the oldest cat in the world.
Aww. We take a long look at Meet Rushmore.
Casey Kasem is going off the air.
Aww. Paula Deen is having a major comeback, according to her.
Aww. We have a call now session and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
You think these are funny books, do you, Travis?
Well, some of them. I guess not. It's only a gag, Sergeant.
Where'd you get them?
I didn't steal them. I bought them off a guy.
Who?
Why, I can't tell you.
Do you have any more of these books?
No, sir.
Will you show us your locker?
I can't remember the combination. It's a new locker.
Could you open the locker for us, Mr. Fisher?
Yes, but I'll have to get the maintenance man.
All right, I'll show you. Come on.
The Morning Stream. Rambling goes in, podcast comes out. You can't explain that.
You certainly can't explain that. I agree with Scott Fletcher when he says that. Hello, everybody. It's The Morning Stream. It's me, Scott Johnson. It's him, Brian Ibbett. And it's my freaking sinuses.
Aw.
We're all
by a special guest.
Yeah.
Guest role today.
I've got
sitting
a...
Sitting in third chair.
Yeah, sitting in third chair is my problematic allergy time deal. I hate it. I'm sick of it. I'm already sick of it. And usually this stuff will pass for me whenever I have a year of allergies, and it's usually every other year. So I've been due for about a year now. It'll pass right before N14, which is good. It's always July or so that this all clears up. But between then and now, I feel like I have like throbbing face and just drippy everything. Just call me drippy throbby face, Brian.
Wow.
It's my new X-Man powers. X-Man, everybody.
I was trying to think of a cover band. Drippy throbby face is my cover band, but I can't think of one
either way. Droopy throbby face. Hold on. There's got to be one. Droopy throbby face. How about who's the Iggy Pop kind of?
Okay, sure.
He's
sure.
Pretty droopy and throbby.
There you go. Very good. My droopy throbby face. Droopy throbby face is my Iggy Pop cover band. Perfect.
Say that quickly, and you win a prize. All right. So we're here. It's Thursday. We have good news. Good news, everybody. Good news. We are going to. Indeed, after all the nervousness about not being able to find a place to fit it in, we will have a TMS PM of sorts this week. It'll be tomorrow.
Which is my therapy.
Yeah, it's totally your therapy. It's mine too. Tomorrow, 1:30 p.m. or one, we'll say one. Yeah, one.
One, yeah. 1:30. Yeah, somewhere
like
around there.
Something like that.
Keep an eye on Twitter.
Yeah. Tomorrow, Friday. We'll do it after the instance and before Brian goes to Comic-Con. And that'll be good. So we will get a fifth episode in this week. It'll literally be on a fifth day instead of twice on Thursday. Because tonight, Current Geek airs at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, a half hour earlier than TMS PM usually does. If you want to catch that, you can. Corinne Lewis and Jocelyn Moffat, two ladies, will be joining us.
Wow.
Two of our favorite ladies.
Yes.
So that'll be fun. Looking forward to it. Okay. That's it for that. I got a tale to tell. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Walking the dog, like I do. You know, she got to poo somewhere. May as well be right with me outside somewhere. So so I took her out again yesterday, and I know I often find strange people or weird experiences.
It does seem to be the the venue for most of your stories.
It does. I don't know why.
All began with me walking the dog.
I don't know why.
Dear Penthouse Forum, I was out walking my dog.
I couldn't believe this would happen to me, but... So I went out there, and I do it all the time, so it's not like it's not like it's a rare thing or that every time I walk her something happens. I walk her a lot. I do it at least twice a day, sometimes more. And it's good exercise. It's beautiful out. I like it when it's hot in the afternoon, so I take her then. So I take her out, and it's uneventful thus far. I noticed that in the tunnel, there's this tunnel under the road where you go to get to the lake, and we take that direction a lot. And sometimes kids will have been in there over the weekend and done graffiti Like, never paint. Well, sometimes paint, but almost always just chalk and real innocent stuff. Just like chalk art.
How nice.
I know. Isn't
how
that lovely? Quaint. Isn't that quaint?
Utah teens vandalism is done with a substance you can wipe off with a paper towel.
I mean, well.
And it's probably like helpful hints. Like, club soda will help take out that wine stain.
Well, so here's the.
Gilroy was here.
Did I just go deaf? Did I just go quiet on my one? Can you only hear me out of one ear?
No, I can hear you out of both ears.
Okay, hold on. I got to check. I think I screwed some up. Hello, testing. My microphone just went weird. Hello, testing. Oh, that's super annoying. Hello. This is not really working the way it's supposed to. Oh, anyway, doesn't matter. It's coming through the levels fine now. All right, so I'm in the tunnel, the quaint tunnel where people write in chalk instead of paint. Now, occasionally someone will do paint, and they'll go in there and have to paint over it, okay?
Right.
But it's rare, and whatever. I go in there, and it's always like weird messages like, Jennifer loves Billy, or something. Well, there's no Billy, but whatever.
Well, yeah.
What is this, the 40s? What am I doing?
It's innocuous. Jeez. But it's innocuous things, not, abandon all hope, all ye who enter here.
Right, exactly. So it's always no big deal. And one of my favorite ones of recent memory is one I actually Instagrammed, which is this picture of Morrissey. It was really well done, like extremely really well done piece of chalk art. And it said, the more I see I love, or the more I see, the more I see you, the more I love you, it said.
Oh, clever.
Yeah, a little pun there, right?
Wow. So it's not just... Wow, somebody's a regular Van Gogh, like, and Gary Larson down there with the...
I think it's Van Gogh. Why is this in my ear this way? This is going to drive me crazy. Hold on.
Okay.
This is literally driving me crazy. Okay. Is that better? Is that better? No, it isn't better. What did I do? What did I change? Hold on. It's still the same. All right. Well, whatever. I'll fix it later. Aww. It's so annoying because you're coming in fine on both ears.
So it's really just your own local
my mic.
Hearing.
Yeah. But the recording's fine. So I don't know what's happening. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm going to ignore it now. I'm going to pretend it's not happening. So, it's really hard to pretend. So I'm down. Okay, to the point. I'm in the tunnel, and I notice that somebody has gone and just smudged his face out. They haven't cleaned it yet, and it's still chalk, but someone had just decided to smudge his face, and I was kind of mad. Like, man, why? If you're gonna let the rest of it sit, why do you have to smudge his face out? Just leave it, jerks. And as I'm walking out of there, and I'm kind of distracted by that, and I have an audiobook playing in my head on my tweaked audio earbuds. I then turn just as I'm starting to come out of the tunnel and I'm starting to look down the path. And much to my dismay, out of nowhere, falls down probably, I don't know, 45-degree, maybe 60-degree hill. Like a pretty steep hill.
Right.
Comes tumbling down a girl of probably 16, all dressed up in some pink dress and a bow, like she's having photos done. And fancy shoes, comes rolling out down that hill at like high speed, covered in dirt and dust, and just lands flat on her back on the cement down there, and goes
like not on any sort of like not on a skate, like just tumbling down,
just tumbled out of nowhere, just showed up, just went boom, 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 and she went boom and went ugh, like that. She made this horrible ugh sound. It was kind of horrifying, and it was right in front of me, and I go, oh my gosh, are you all right? She goes, I don't know. And I got closer to her and I said, what happened? Is everything okay? And then I hear up above the hill over the guardrail, I hear somebody go, Gina, are you okay, Gina? What happened? You know, there's someone yelling up there.
Right. So she fell off the guardrail.
She fell down this hill off the guardrail. And apparently, here's the deal. We live in an area that is really picturesque and everybody's taking pictures all the time. For like wedding photos or graduation photos or whatever. And that's what this was some kind of something school something photo. And she was sitting on that rail and was getting pictures taken on the other side. Right. A beautiful mountain backdrop behind her. It's just amazing. The lake's over there. And then I guess she just fell, went head over heels down this hill and landed smack in the middle of the path that I was just walking on. Freaked me out, dude. I thought, oh no. She's fallen out of like some wormhole from the 50s because she was kind of dressed like Marty McFly time a little bit. Like a lot of things went through my head, I got to admit.
Hey, everybody, head to Utah. It's raining 16-year-old girls.
She eventually sat up. I was worried about her. She sat up and laughed like she was giggling. I'm like, okay, well, I guess everything's fine. I'll just move on. And I say, are you guys sure you're okay? She'll be fine, the guy said. And they're all coming down the hill to get her. And she's fine. She's fine. She's laughing. I'm fine. I said, okay, you're sure? And, I, you know, and meanwhile, and she goes, oh, and the one thing she had the wherewithal to do while she's laying on her back is say, hi, puppy, to my dog as we walked by.
Oh.
So 16 years old. That's what
you at least she didn't say, get away from me. I've heard about you from the other 16-year-old girls in this area.
The one you talked to at the park, and they thought you were freaky. So, yeah, that was weird. And you never know what you're going to see. I just never quite know. And then I didn't mention it, but I ran into a jerk biker. So at some point, I'm on the path, and I'm way over to the side where you're supposed to be. And Daisy's in the grass, not even on the path. I'm barely on the path. And I see out of my periphery these bike dudes coming. And they look like total wannabes. Like, they had expensive bikes and helmets and gear and everything, but they look like total putzes. Like, they were just doing this to impress somebody or whatever. And I see them coming, so I step off onto the grass so that they can pass me. I am completely pedestrian aware of what's going on.
Right.
He comes by and he goes, to your left, to your left, to your left!
Oh, God, I hate
like,
that.
I couldn't be more to your right, jackass. I just witnessed a girl falling down a hill to her near demise, and you're worried about how to the right I am, you butthole. I was so mad at that guy. Like, what's the point of yelling at me? I had it all under control. I think that's, seriously, it's a guy who just bought a bunch of expensive equipment, doesn't really know what he's doing, and everything around him looks like a threat to his survival. Well,
either that or he's just a liberal spreading his propaganda. And nothing to do with where he was passing you or anything like that.
I should have said, you pinko tree hugger, vegan cheese eating, something. Right. Anyway, that all happened. But it's a good thing it's not 1961, Brian. Breaking news. Beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep. Oh, yes, right. I was wondering, what?
Here, I'm going to play it. We have a theme for this. It's so scary. Hold on. I got to find it, though. This is such scary news. We owe it to ourselves to play. Hold on. This one. 1961, the U.S. Air Force bomber broke in half while flying over North Carolina. From the belly of the B-52 fell two bombs, two nuclear bombs that hit the ground near the city of Goldsboro. So this happened, and we didn't know about it until today.
No.
Holy crap.
Government buried it, man.
Yeah.
It was classified for years, man. That's what they want you to think.
Let's see. So these two bombs hit the ground. These, like, a B-52. I mean, remember, this is not like, I got me a Chrysler. It's about 20. It's not that.
No,
it's not that B-52.
It wasn't Cindy Wilson and Kate Pearson falling from that plane.
And Fred Schneider screaming like an idiot. It was two bomb nukes that would have leveled that state and those around it. Disaster worse than even the most devastation brought on by Hiroshima and Nagasaki could have befallen the U.S. That night, but it didn't, thanks to a series of fortunate missteps. So a series of fortunate events, I suppose, is the name of this children's book. Declassified documents say the National Security Archive released this week. This offered new details about the incident. The blaring headline read, "Multi-megaton bomb was virtually armed when it crashed to Earth."
Well, that's not alarmist at all.
Oh, they wrote cool headlines in 61, didn't they, though? Secretary of Defense Robert...
No, I think that's the new headline.
I think it's the old one, isn't it? Archive released this week. New details about the incident. Yeah. The blank headline.
Released this week.
Oh, all right.
I don't know. Maybe it was the old...
It sounds like an old one, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
When it crashed to Earth.
Yes.
Or as Secretary of the time, Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara put it back then, quote, "By the slightest margin of chance, literally the failure of two wires to cross, a nuclear explosion was averted."
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Would we have the Panthers?
Us dumping a couple of bombs right there in North Carolina.
And they
wiping out North Carolina.
Yeah, just completely destroying it and more. I mean, there would have been fallout. There would have been all kinds of, I mean, this country would have never, that would have been bad. So, I mean, with the Japanese, it would have been like, yeah, hey, how you like it? What do you think? How you like that? I don't know. That's just, it's rough. That's a rough thing to learn later. It's like finding out, what's that like? It's like, you ever had a near accident, near miss, Brian, where like a car almost hit you or something like that?
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Bicycle, like I'm on a bike and a car, you know, that goes through an intersection when it shouldn't almost hits me.
Yeah.
That actually happened recently.
Oh, it did? Yeah. Are you all right? Everything's fine?
Oh, God, fine. Totally fine. Mm.
I feel like we would have heard if it wasn't.
Yeah, exactly. It would have made a better story. That was really the crux of the story right there. Yeah, car almost hit me, whatever. Yeah.
You're pretty chill about it. Those kinds of things usually stew with me.
Exactly.
For days and weeks, maybe months.
This is why people, you know, when you pull into an intersection, you're making a right turn, you look left as well.
Every time. Even if you,
exactly. Look left, and then you can make your right turn.
You jackin' apes.
Yes.
So, a horrible thing averted. South Carolina kept being put in their place, and North Carolina became the dominant Carolina.
And they didn't bring down the wall.
Nope. They got an NFL team, and the rest is history. Right. All right. Let's finish our news. All right. We actually have a thing to do here, which we do every day, which is called Daryl. You may know him as Daryl the Trek Nerd.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Okay.
I know him as Eric von Stupenflein.
That's not true. Add people Daryl. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I had to lean over to do it. Sure. Okay. Here's this theme. It's Stump a Trek Nerd, and it's brought to you by.
Is this hailing frequency on? The crew of the USS Odin, NCC 1875, want you to come aboard and join our chapter of Starfleet, the International Star Trek Fan Association Incorporated. Follow us on Twitter at USS Odin. Reference this message in the subject line. You can also check out Starfleet, the International Star Trek Fan Association, Inc., at their home site at SFI.org. Hailing frequency closed.
Aye, Captain.
SFI.org. Org.
Yep.
.org.
Like San Francisco Intestines.org.
Why wouldn't it be Star Trek Fan Association, Inc.? Why wouldn't it be STFAI?
I don't know. A three-letter URL is so hard to come by.
Well, it is. Yeah, I mean, that's a stellar. Even a .org, it's a good one.
I think four-letter ones are impossible almost. I have one. I have GURP.org that I have never done anything with, but I still have. GURP.org. What should I do with it? I should do something, you know? I don't know what.
Yeah. Just put a lonely photograph of.
I wonder what is the shortest .com you own? Do you know?
The shortest one I own. Let me think. AskBrian.com.
Oh,
I guess
that's
8 letters.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
I owned Denverama.com for a while when
really?
I thought that I was going to do something with it. Yeah. Because we were talking at work about, that's all part of the whole thing about Denverama. And it's like, oh, that's actually kind of a cool word. And it could be like a good site that people would go to find out about Denver.
Right. Like, Denver info.
Sell advertising. Exactly. Like sell advertising and have whatever. Yeah. Never did anything with it.
I have slurg.org or slurg.com rather.
Slurg.
Slurg. SLERG.com. And I also have snorb.com. Yeah. I went on a rampage once and just got pronounceable nonsense words, and I got a bunch of domains that way.
Oh, I've got ibit.net. Does that count? I mean,
That's cool.
Yeah.
.net. Jeez. Who does .net anymore?
Because somebody already had .com, and it's like, what the hell? What are you doing with my last name buying ibit.com?
Ibit.com. I wanted to see what's going on over there. Oh, look at ibit.com is a Spanish Bible photo and failed to load page content.
Oh, great.
That sucks.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. ScottJohnson.com is, or it was, nope, now it's just a guy squatting and nobody's using it. Great. Great.
Yeah.
The Scott Johnson.
There was a picture of a guy squatting.
Yeah. That'd be awesome, right?
It's how to poop on a plane.
The Scott Johnson I own, but I'm not doing anything with either. So anyway, seems a little presumptuous to put the in front. And I know Daryl hates those. So anyway, Daryl, hey, it's Daryl Skeels here for us to do Stump a Trek Nerd, and it's always a pleasure. Daryl, how you feeling today?
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, weekend's coming. Mm-hmm. You excited about that?
I guess.
All right.
It's all mushy and wet.
It's all mushy and wet, he says. That happened in real time right then.
You can't lick near the tail because that's almost poking out.
See? Jeez, what the hell's going on over there?
It's almost been so long that I couldn't remember the reference, but I remember
the reference. All right.
No, I don't.
I do. It's something weird we ate, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, so
here I am stuck inside a lollipop.
So Daryl, it's a champ. By the way, the left ear came back. It may have just been my being stuffy. Maybe that was what it was. But you sounded fine to me, and the mic didn't. So I still think it was the mic.
Yeah, I don't think it was your ear, because if I was coming in both ears,
yeah,
there's nothing that would make you not
ice warm.
If your ear was closed.
So Daryl, let's get right. Let's get right to the point, and that is a hard trivia question about Star Trek, and I got one right here for you, and it's from the original series, and it starts thusly. In the original series episode, the apple, that's the one, all right? A bunch of red skirts, sorry, shirts, get killed. Ah, a bunch of red skirts. What is the red skirts?
Yeah, that wouldn't have gone over well.
Nope, nope. Red shirts got killed. This may be the episode that established the red shirt phenomenon. Anyway, all of these red shirts die in terrible ways. Who is the first of the red shirts to meet his demise? Was it A, Mallory, B, Kaplan, C, Marple, or D, Hendorf? Those are your options, and you're going to think about that real hard while we tiptoe into a place we like to call...
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
What's a foodie?
What is a foodie? We got to do another random hoo-ha.
The neighbors came over and ate a lot of my taffy last night.
That's probably good.
Yeah, it did help kind of lower the... decrease the content of this
Well,
huge sack.
I'm going to...
Ice warm.
I'm going to, wow.
Ice warm all the time on today's show.
Those are good neighbors. All right, I'm going to have, so in there you've got one that looks like every color ever, like it's all colors. I don't know if you guys have that. But
I think I had that one a few days ago, didn't I? It was like banana split or something.
It's like a bad, bad 70s wallpaper pattern to me.
I might have had that one too.
I'm having one that is mostly blue with bits of red in it. Kind of looks like, Spider-Man poop.
Wait, I like that Spider-Man would poo the color of his costume.
Yeah. He's radioactive poop.
Yeah, why not? We gave him organic web shooters. Why not give him that?
Exactly.
All right, so here we go. Give us a shot.
I mean, it does. It looks like somebody melted a Spider-Man figure down and into a globule.
This is just Christmas, like, this is a candy cane. That's what this is.
Oh, is that red and with a white circle in the middle? That's what I picked.
No, mine's almost swishy. It's super random, and it's green, it's yellow, it's red.
Oh, okay.
It's minty as hell, though. It feels like I'm eating like a gooey candy cane.
Mine's red with a white circle, and it's very chewy.
Oh, the emails I get about Daryl's lip smacking. It's really impressive, the emails I get.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No, at least it's not this. Right. Oh. See? I only use it when I have to. Only pull that out when it's really important, Brian. That's the only time.
Yeah, I still have no idea. By the way, have you looked at some of the when we were looking through the bag of taffy last night? We started looking at some of the descriptions, trying to match up the colors.
Yeah.
How would you, if you've got that sheet in front of you, how would you identify if you want a grape-flavored piece of taffy? What would you look for?
G? Grape? The word
grape. Right, so what color? Like
purple.
You
know, purple.
If you look on the sheet, though, what does it tell you?
Oh, I don't know. Hold on.
A grape? Grape color? That's not a color.
Grape? Grape.
Oh, wow, yeah. What the heck? That's not helpful.
No, or caramel.
Well, here's one that says peanut butter grape, and then it says purple with peanut butter.
Right.
Actually, it says purple with PB butter. Oh, PB center. There we go. Peanut butter center. I get it. I don't think I've had that yet.
No. Look over at the one for caramel.
Where's this? See?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Same thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Caramel. Caramel is caramel colored.
Weird.
So hopefully you're familiar enough with caramel to know what color it is, but still, it's funny that they wouldn't say, like, brown.
This mango is mango colored. All right. Well, there you go. Another one goes down. In and out, like I like to say. All right, Daryl, what are we doing here? Oh, birthdays. Let's do a birthday.
Pumpkin pie is pumpkin colored.
Perfect. Of course it is. Do we have a birthday today? What's going on with that?
Yes, that would be Scott Thompson is 55 today. He played Toman on Voyager on the episode Someone to Watch Over Me.
Happy birthday to you.
That's great. How old is he?
55.
Oh, goodness. Well, he's moving on. He's doing all right. You guys realize what happens in July for me, right?
No.
I do. It's a terrifying... To me, it feels like a real hump day for me. I'm not looking... It's my birthday, first of all. July 17th. I don't like the age I'm turning. And here's to compound it, all right? So yesterday, my wife's in the office and we're talking and she goes, oh, that same weekend your family's doing that thing is your birthday. I said, yeah, I know. And she goes, oh, I'm so excited. You're going to turn the ripe age of 44. And I went, no, honey.
Already been there, done that.
I'm that now. That's me today. I'll be 45 on the 17th. 45!
Mm-hmm.
When I grew up, that was the oldest farts there were in the world. We're 45-year-old people. Ugh. I know Brian will talk me down from the tree with all his Zen talk and everything.
You can't look at it as anything more than a number.
Numbers mean things. Like if I told you 99, you'd go, that's a lot of problems, but a boop, 81.
81.
Or I could say the summer of 69, and you'd go, yeah, that's when I got my first six string or whatever. You know, everything's got numbers have power. And 45 is a shitty number.
Numbers, the power is only what you give to it.
All right.
Come on. You know some young 45-year-olds, right?
Yeah. My wife says, well, the reason she goes, you shouldn't feel that way. You don't look 40. You don't even look 44. And I said, well, thank you, dear. Mm-hmm. Not that you're biased or the nicest person or the one that married me. So you're not biased at all, but thanks. I appreciate it. All right. Daryl, back to the damn deal here. The question at hand, which is which of these red shirts kicked it off first? Mallory, Kaplan, Marple, or Hendorf?
It's a law firm.
Mallory, Kaplan, Marple, and Hendorf. Here, we work for you. Are you in an accident? Did you come out? Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
This might be a repeat question because it sounds very familiar.
We've done a read.
Talked about red shirts. Yeah.
And we've definitely done stuff about this episode before.
Yeah.
Definitely done Marple talk, I think, in the past.
Yeah.
The name Marple has come up before. Mm-hmm. Not that we're hinting at anything.
No. No.
That's my favorite Trek name.
Marple.
Marple.
Is Marple.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good.
It's like a color of one of these candies.
Yeah.
It is. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I like apple pie. Oh, it's the one that's marple flavor or marple colored.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's how some people say purple narple. People in some parts of the country would say purple narple. Marple. What? Anyway. I've got a third narple. Anyway. Continue, Daryl.
Okay, let's see here. Well, I'm crossing marple out. It can't be marple. Kaplan, that's the... We got... what's the song? Welcome back, Cotter.
Oh, Gabe Kaplan, yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
That same old place that we laughed about. All the dreams that we had in the caravan.
John Sebastian, ladies and gentlemen.
I think I like the theme song and intro more than I like that show.
Yeah.
Because the show, it doesn't really, it's not very good.
The song has more staying power, doesn't it? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the show, you can catch it on like TV Land or whatever, and it's on, but I don't think it has the same power as the...
Mr. Carter!
Yeah.
Mr. Carter!
Oh, my gosh. Why did you touch my hair?
I worked really hard on it. Why you gotta touch it?
It was kind of dumb, that's all. Kind of dumb. Like a lot of 70s sitcoms.
Yeah, it was what we needed at the time.
Yeah. It was not the crappy sitcom we wanted. It was the crappy sitcom we needed.
Listen, if there were no Welcome Back, Cotter, there may not have been any Battlefield Earth. Okay?
Right. So, right. Hey, what was that show?
Sanford and Son.
Yeah. Now that one.
Themed by Quincy Jones.
No way, really?
Yeah.
I have it right here.
Yeah. The street beat. The street beater.
Is this the one?
Yep.
Check that out. Here's the best part. Yeah. I used to love it.
Yeah.
I used to really like it.
What the hell instrument is that does that? Vroom, vroom, vroom,
vroom, vroom. I don't know.
Is that some sort of like...
let's hear that again.
Rattling oboe or something.
What is that? That's really cool.
Like bass saxophone.
Yeah, I guess.
It's like part harmonica, part part saxophone. Yeah.
Red Fox's anus.
It's a harmonophone.
Harmonophone. Perfect.
Hey, leave me alone. I'm on a harmonophone. All right, let's get this question answered.
The marble dingus Hendorf Kaplan deal.
Oh, boy. This will have to be a guess, I think, here. What am I going to do? I guess I'll take Kaplan.
Okay. Take Kaplan.
I don't know why.
You want to take Kaplan? All right. Well, Kaplan looks ready to be taken. Let's find out if you're right. Judges, is it right?
Oh, no.
Broke your streak. Oh, man. Answer is D. Hendorf. Hendorf is investigating a strange planet when it shoots darts into his chest, killing him instantly. Here's that clip going down. Here you go.
Captain.
Dead. What did somebody say? That paradise must have looked like this.
What? Wow, Ice Worm. Hey, edit that thing a little bit.
What?
That sound, though, the door sound at the beginning. Hold on.
Captain.
That right there, that's awesome. Freaking love that. Isn't that great? I love that sound.
Yeah. Nettles will do that, too, when you bump into him.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't listen to him, Gloria.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. He don't know what he's saying or whatever.
He's lying.
Good job, Daryl. You've broken your freaking winning streak that went on for weeks. So I feel pretty good about that occasionally. It's a good thing. It's all right. It keeps you on your toes, keeps you competitive. Another day you'll have another chance. Monday, that'll be the day. You'll have another chance to kick it off again and do what you do. It's Daryl. He's the Trek Nerd. He's on Twitter as that name, The Trek Nerd. And, you don't like things with the in front, but The Trek Nerd has a the in front of it.
Well, I didn't have a choice. I think there was already a without the
exactly. That's why people use it today, I think, because there's no other options. Like the Brian Dunaway, because someone else has Brian Dunaway, the jerk. What else? So this week in Trek, thisweekintrek.com, as well as the Grumpy Cast. Now Daryl will play a game with us. What is it?
Which is actually not the Grumpy Cast. It's just Grumpy.
It is Grumpy Cast.
Okay. Anyway, is this a Unix command or Star Trek Alien?
Unix command or Star Trek Alien? Here's your theme. Here you go.
You thought you would trick me with your talk of your filter and your unseen gas.
All right, go.
T-Mux.
What is it?
T-Mux.
I'm pretty sure that's a Linux command.
T-Mux. That's what they do.
Because you muck something.
Can you? Can you muck something?
Yeah, and then you can demux it. And then I imagine concurrently you can T-mux it.
A mux ado about nothing?
Like a demuxer.
All right.
What am I thinking of? There's like a command where you muck something.
I think you're right, though. It's ringing right to me. So let's say we'll say Linux.
Or Unix.
Or
command.
Unix.
Sorry, not Linux.
Unix. Yeah. It's a Unix system.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Does that sound familiar? Jurassic Park. It's a Unix system.
But you weren't thinking about Vulcans and how they all start with a T and an apostrophe. Mm. But it is a Unix command.
Yeah, of course it freaking is. Because we know what's going on.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
It's the news.
Brought to you by the following two guys, two assignments. Join Matt and Frank each week as they dive into the depths of geeky pop culture, challenging each other to the best or worst in comics, games, TV, and movies. Listen in as they defend why they love it or want to kill it with fire each week on Battle Geeks. Check us out over at battlegeeks.com. That's Battle Geeks with a Z. Here, I have a link for you.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, so people in the chat room were saying, no, baritone sax is the instrument, baritone sax.
Okay.
Here is a link I just put in Skype of a bass harmonica.
Okay.
And tell me if this is the instrument you hear in...
Okay, this is in Skype here. All right, here we go. Yep. YouTube link, opening it up. Oh, I think it is. Oh, look at that thing. Wow, look at him in that huge thing.
Crazy?
Yeah, that's totally it.
But look at that goofy-looking instrument.
It's like, real goofy. I thought when I saw the photo, I was like, oh, that looks normal. And then the guy's, right. He's holding it like, it's like holding a typewriter up to your face.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
You have to have those kick-ass sideburns to do
it. Oh, that's nothing. Look at this one. Hold on. Let me skip ahead here. Here. You need to see that.
What time signature do I need to go to on this thing?
You need to jump to about 20 seconds in.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Yeah.
And you'll see this enormous thing.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what I was talking about. Is like,
look at how big that is.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's playing a cheese grater.
Yeah, totally. Basically. That thing is longer than a regular full-size keyboard with 10 key and everything.
Wow. Hi. The SCH-48 chord harmonica is an essential part of all harmonica ensemble.
I am see-through and so very white. All right.
I think he's like Welsh or Scottish or something.
He's still pretty see-through. He's pretty white.
You think Finnish?
Yeah.
He is pretty white.
A little red nose and everything else. kind of an elf-like man. Right. World's oldest cat died at age 24. Aww. 24? That's a long time ago.
That doesn't seem... I could have sworn that I've known people who've had cats who've lived longer than 24.
Really?
But okay.
Maybe it's just the only one that's alive right now or something. Because maybe they've lived longer than that.
Is there a cat census? Like a cat registry?
Oldest living or oldest oldest cat, I'll just put. I'm trying to find when maybe there's a record somewhere.
Yeah, where do you... Yeah, exactly.
38 years. The oldest cat on record was a cat who died on August 25th. He was 38 years old. 38 years old in 3 days. Oldest cat ever recorded. His name was Cream Puff. Born August 3rd, 1967. Died August 6th, 2005.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Nebutron in the chat room actually has a 22-year-old cat right now.
Really? Oh, he could be in the running, dude.
For
the most current living cat. Oldest.
Quick, Nebutron. Register that beast.
Nebutron to the cat registry. Wow. Well, Poppy is the one that's died here.
Oh, Poppy.
Yeah.
Oh, Poppy.
For some reason, Huffington Post had something they said at the top line, hopefully she's eating KFC in the big litter box in the sky. What does that even mean?
KFC?
What does that even mean?
Maybe this cat likes KFC.
But why would it eat in a litter box? Anyway.
It probably would have lived to 30 if it didn't eat KFC.
Right? I know. She says, we knew she was very old, but it's still very upsetting, says Poppy's owner, Jacque West. That's spelled funny.
Jacque.
J-A-C-Q-U-I. Is that right?
Yeah, Jackie.
Okay. I've always seen Jackie like J-A-K-Y.
That's actually how one of my nieces spells her name.
All right.
Wow. Okay. So you've got this cat does love KFC. And kebabs.
And kebabs.
So the link, if you go to the link inside the article where it says, hopefully she's eating KFC in the big litter box in the sky, that eating KFC is a link to the article about, hey, this cat's really old and it likes to eat KFC. Oh. A week later, this cat's dead.
Oh, goodness gracious. Boy, look at
that. It really is. It's seriously like 2 weeks after they wrote the article about this cat who's old and loves KFC.
Died. That was it.
Yes.
Look how rickety it looks in that photo.
It really does, especially that bottom one where it's walking. It
looks like it's got the rheumatoid.
Yeah, he's blind, deaf, and feisty as ever.
But he plays a mean pinball, though. So there you go. Oldest cat gone. That's it. Meet Rushmore is a real thing. It's a sculpture. And it's a...
I'm sure KFC is behind this one, too.
It is currently being... It is made of jerky. Beef jerky. And is shows all the presidents of the Mount Rushmore fame.
I sure hope there's a photo.
Yeah, there's a ton of photos. June 12th marks the third annual National Jerky Day and is in honor of the day. Jack Holy Link's Beef cow. Jerky Company is building a replica of Mount Rushmore in jerky form in New York's Columbus Circle. Kip Lindemann, representative for Jack's Link's, told the HuffPo, when finished, the so-called Meat Rushmore Memorial will measure 13 feet high and 17 feet wide, which translates to about 1,400 cubic feet. Nearly 1,600 pounds of beef, pork, and turkey jerky have been applied to the base. That's about so. That thing is so it's like gold. It's like gold leafing. It's not technically all meat all the way through.
It's meat leaf.
That is 5 miles of meat if you took each meat stick and laid it end to end, Brian. 5 miles of meat.
And which countries are starving right now?
Good question. Can we build this and then ship it off to some village?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Here's Meat Rushmore. Yay, America.
I call Lincoln's nostrils. Yeah. Let's see. This is more than 20 staffers have been putting this thing together. It represents about 1,400 man hours to beef up the jerky sculpture.
Uh-oh.
Beef it up. Oh. Oh, HuffPo.
Yeah.
You've done it again. Yeah. I can't eat jerky anymore. So this would make me hungry in days past. You know, it's funny, though. I got to tell you, with this new heavily vegetarian diet that I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird how I crave things like a good peach sounds so good all the time. Grapes are better than they ever were. It's weird. Like I have a taste now for things I used to kind of go, eh, whatever, take it or leave it. Like a fruit bowl with like just, you know, melon and maybe some, I don't know, what do you call it? Pineapple in there or something. That used to be just kind of meh, whatever. No, right, my gosh, it sounds so good right now.
You crave it.
I crave it. I crave all that stuff, and I don't crave the junk I used to crave. I don't know what that is. There's probably some probably some physiological thing you could point to and say, yeah, we crave what we're. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, with pregnancies, there's a physical change in the body that happens that makes you crave certain things. But this was something that's been in you for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
it's weird. It's just a diet change. I mean, I can't explain it. Like there are still times where I'll be like, oh, I want a burger now. But then there are other days now.
Scott Johnson could eat a peach for hours.
But now I want like a big grilled chicken salad is what I really want. That sounds amazing to me right now. Better than any burger could taste. And that's weird because for the first 30 years of my life, you couldn't have said that. Right. It was the opposite.
Okay, ironic name. You just put the best gif that.
I want to see.
Certainly the best gif I've seen all week.
I want to see. Here we go. Clicking. What is going on?
There's just so much to enjoy about
there's
that.
There's a cat in a scarf eating a banana. With a KKK hat?
like the top of a banana costume and wearing a tablecloth.
And it's a weird like backpack on it or something. like muffins.
Yeah. Oh, that's
fantastic. Really great. Nicely done. Found or wherever you got that thing. Yes. Nice.
Thank you, ironic.
Nice going.
It goes well with Meat Rushmore.
Yeah, Meat Rushmore, dude. I don't know why I do food ones right before this, but HelloFresh.com. Right.
At least, at least it's not like, you know, people die from eating fresh sausage or something like that.
No,
you know,
they don't. They do well with that. In fact, HelloFresh.com is going to send you nothing but fresh ingredients straight to your door, and you're going to build an amazing meal where there was none before. You're going to think you're a great chef. You're really not. You got a chef's recipe and the ingredients, and you're just kind of putting it together. You're assembling. This is like those Legos, you know. It's like, well, I want that Star Wars Lego set, and a lot of it's already done for you. Well, that's kind of how this is. So you can still look like a genius at the end of it and eat really, really well. But the truth is, you're just borrowing genius. HelloFresh.com. Go check out what they've got shipping this week. And if they deliver to you, get 50% off your first-time order with the code MORNINGSTREAM. That's MORNINGSTREAM at HelloFresh.com.
If communists have attempted to inject their propaganda into the motion picture, they have failed miserably.
It's Celebrity Poop, brought to you by...
Brought to you by Coverville, where on yesterday's episode, you heard us take a trip back to 1979 to listen to covers of things like Donna Summer's Bad Girls and Dance the Night Away by Van Halen and even Inside Out by Bee Gees. Check it out at coverville.com.
That's great. And when you're done with that and you want some video game love, go check out the final score we recorded last night, where we talked a lot about E3 for a very long time.
Oh,
we went deep and it was good. We had a good time. So
I'm going to have to listen to that because I missed everything.
Yeah, you missed some good stuff, man. It was good.
So, ironic name posted the entire video that cat.
Oh, there's a whole video.
The banana came from. So the cat's dressed up as a banana split, basically.
Oh, now he's eating the banana. Got it.
And now he's eating the banana. Not so much eating it as much as he's sharpening it.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, he's just kind of licking it. He's sanding it down.
Right. He's turning it into a shiv.
Oh, that is a banana split he's in there. That's that's kind of a hoot.
Yeah.
Well, see, look at how I went all racist. I played the race card as soon as I saw that cat. I was like, oh, he's wearing a... You know, I don't like the sound it's making.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a... Oh, it's worse than the Daryl...
Hey, y'all, if you need a... You want to know how to make a 1.5 million view video? This is how to do it.
Put a cat in a costume and have it eat a banana. Or sharpen a banana.
Wow, that's amazing. Anyway, it's kind of a fat cat, too. I think you probably have to slow down on the bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Casey Kasem to be taken off life support. Someone has made the decision. Casey Kasem's children were given the go-ahead by a judge on Wednesday to take the former radio DJ off life support when the time came. Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Daniel S. Murphy overruled a Monday ruling which supported a request issued by Kasem's wife, Jean, in which she demanded that the iconic entertainer continue to be fed. The new ruling allows Kasem's children to withhold food, medication, and fluids, as well as terminate life support if they felt it was necessary. It sounds crueler than it is.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just keeping him, if the guy's just hanging on because you're just barely keeping him on, then what are you doing? Yeah. Why does this wife want to do that?
That's what I want for me as well.
Yeah, I want to be gone, dude. Just let me go.
Yeah.
Radio Icon's daughter, Carrie Kasem. Oh, did we have to name them all with K's, Casey? Did we have to do that? He fought hard to remove her father from Jean's care last month after he discovered that his health had rapidly...
It's better than George Foreman, I'll say.
That's
that.
Right. Let's see. However, Kasem's oldest daughter seemed to have arrived at her father's side too late, as by the time she was able to obtain a court order to take the entertainment away from Jean and place him in skilled care, Kasem's death had been health had had highly been deteriorated already. So he's not doing good.
No.
Aww. Time has come.
Yeah.
Radio legend.
One of the great radio voices, you know? I mean,
yeah, multi-generational. People know who he is. Even kids today are like, oh, yeah, that guy that does the... Mm-hmm. Well, most of them know from his audio where he freaks out and swears at everybody. But,
right.
The letter U and the number 2.
Do we have that? That's sweary, though.
The letter U and the number 2.
Is it super sweary? It is, right?
That one I don't think is.
I can't remember if he was cussing
that's,
or not.
That's not Chemical Brothers. Who was that?
Let's see. Let's do. Here we go. Here's some.
The countdown will begin tomorrow afternoon at 2, right here on 97 Fun, where the music. Shit.
All right. Here he is calling a restaurant.
Hello?
Hi, it's me, Casey.
Casey?
I'm Casey Kasem.
It's Chinese restaurant. You want to order something?
Yes.
What's your order?
I'm ready.
Yes, go ahead.
3.
I think it's a soundboard.
Yeah, it's a soundboard, yeah.
Those are so weird. They make me uncomfortable, those soundboard calls. They really, like, here's Mr. Rogers calling an escort service.
No, yeah, really?
Yeah. Let's see how this goes. It's loading. Yeah. On YouTube, what are you doing to me?
At least this one won't feel like it's too soon.
Yeah. That's a good point. Well, it's not, we'll let it load, and then when it loads, we'll come check back. Paula Deen. Oh, yeah, you know Paula Deen.
Yeah.
She's very distressed.
Very distressing.
Yeah. Very distressing. Distress. I got to find that clip. Here it is. Very distressing.
It's very distressing.
Well, what we're going to tell you now isn't all that distressing. It seems like she's going to be doing okay. Yeah, that video timed out. I don't know what's going on there. Oh, well. Huh. Fred Rogers' memory lives on. The former Food Network star is planning a giant comeback with her own online network. It's going to be the next Frog Pants or Twit.
Right.
the former star is giving her TV career a rest to launch a new subscription-based Paula Deen network online in September. The network will be a mix of Paula Deen's recipes, tips, and cooking videos. I can't wait to crank up the oven and get to cooking for the people I love. My family.
Now, excuse me, I'm going to go make love to my tater.
This is really rather disturbing.
Sorry.
It's very distressing.
Very distressing.
That's very distressing.
Very distressing. All right. That's all the distressings I have.
Well done.
Yeah. Tater. I got to play the tater. Paul.
Yeah.
Dean. Here we go.
No.
No, that's not it.
Your butt is going to be mine.
No.
If you're out there, please pick up that tater and
threw it so hard in my head that it kills me. Please, I want to meet you.
Oh, good Lord.
Well, that probably won't be featured on her network,
no,
right?
No. No.
I is what I is.
Oh, and here's the final one.
And if y'all will excuse me for a couple of minutes, I'm going to finish making love to my tater.
All right. My gosh. Everything she says cracks me up.
Yeah.
She says her comeback gained steam after her company, Paula Deen Ventures, received a multi-million-dollar investment in February from Najafi Media, an affiliate of Najafi Co's, a private investment firm with stakes in the Phoenix Suns basketball team and other companies.
Oh, sounds like a great company to get involved with somebody who really has her best...
best interests at heart.
Best interests at heart, yes,
things,
exactly.
Things are going real well there for them. Yes. Anyway, good luck, Paula Deen, with all you do.
We own the Phoenix Suns.
And
we own Four Loko. That's ours. We make Hyundai.
We have 22 dealerships across the Southwest. And we own Paula Deen's ass. All right, we're going to take a break. Before we do, tweakedaudio.com is sponsoring the show. They have a lifetime warranty. What does that mean? It means if you buy their earbuds and you're like, oh no, what have I done? I have smushed them, or I bumped into a dude's wiener at a urinal somewhere at a public restroom, like happened to me. You will get replacements because they love you. And lifetime warranty means just that. They'll warranty these things for the lifetime that you live.
How many times has this happened to you?
That's right. Compatibility with iPhones, iPods, MP3 players of all stripes, Android phones, iPhones, I already said iPhones, iPads, whatever. Kindle Fires. They all got a little hole in there you can plug these into. 7 colors, 5 great styles, and the code STREAM gets you 33% off at checkout at tweakedaudio.com. We are going to take a break. When we come back, it's Call Now, which will be fun because we haven't done that in a while. And you guys get to participate. A couple of ground rules, but I'll tell you those after the song. What song, am I referring to?
I can't wait to hear what the rules are. So this one, I'm going to score some major points here. This one is going out to Cleo. Cleo wrote in, said... what? No funny S&B stuff? Oh, come on, Cleo. No points for you. Yeah. My husband, Aaron, is turning 38 today. That means I've known him for half of his existence. He's always loved the Karate Kid movies. I mean, not the one with Will Smith's weird kid in it, and probably not the one where they took the franchise and got all glass ceiling and added Hilary Swank for some ridiculous reason. But yeah, the Ralph Macchio years, those movies. Anyhow, if you would play a Newfound Glory's cover of Glory of Love by Peter Cetera and dedicate it to that poor bastard who has legally committed himself to living with me for the rest of his life, I'd be ever so appreciative. Mm. Happy birthday, Aaron, and I'll see you guys in a few weeks. Well, actually, at the end of this show, but whatever. Love, Cleo.
Aww. That's great. That's good.
She writes just like she talks.
She does. She is who she is. She am what she am.
What she is.
I is what I is. No.
I agree. No.
No. Is that proper grammar? No.
No.
All right. Newfound Glory. They've put out a couple of these albums, From the Screen to Your Stereo. It's EPs where they cover a bunch of movie soundtrack theme songs, some great stuff. On their first one in 2004, they covered his Glory of Love, which you hear in The Karate Kid. Here it is, Newfound Glory and The Glory of Love.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned. Tonight it's very clear, as we're both lying here.
Never made. barbecue? Sure, but summer's over. Bag it? McDonald's? Hey, McRib, all right. You know, I sure could go for some, yeah, fries and a Coke with that. A McRib pack, I'll take it. Hey, let's see. Oops, better do it now, huh? McRib.
McDonald's! For food,
folks, and fun. Sean. Working overtime means smoking overtime.
The Morning Stream, where something funny, 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 snark, snarky, snark.
Yep, bum, 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 we're back. That was a great little cover of that right there.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. That was very nice.
Yes, yes.
All right, people.
People.
Are you ready for the rules?
People.
Here are the rules for Call Now. This is a chance for us to do a little...
Call Now.
Rule number one. Rule number one, Call Now.
Yeah, rule number one, Call Now.
Call Now.
The Skype address to, or the Skype account to call from, and you can only do Skype, so get used to it, is My Extra Life. My Extra Life is the account you want to call, and here are the ground rules for doing that. This is not a chance for you to pimp out your project or your freaking business or anything weird like that. This is not ad opportunities. This is asking us questions, and there's one per customer. Nobody gets to call and say 10 things. You get to call and ask one thing or tell us one thing that we get to respond to. All right, that's it. Simple rules. They're not hard.
Sure.
They're a piece of cake. Does it make sense? All right. Well, here's your theme.
Call Now.
All right, Call Now.
Call Now.
Did you hear it? Call Now?
Call Now.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. Now.
Now, while we wait for them to call, some breaking news. Beep, 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 Brian. By the way, Wendy's in the reason Wendy isn't here and we aren't helping people with actual problems today is she is in California on a trip with her family.
Aww.
Oh, we got our first caller. Yeah, this one's a call. All right. Who do we have on the line? Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who is this?
Hello, caller.
Hello, do you have a microphone? Do you exist? Are you a thing? I bet they can hear us, but we can't hear them.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Steinberg, if that
rule
is your name.
Rule number six for Call Now.
Have a functioning microphone. Hello? Oh, hello. Oh, who's this? Hello?
Hello, I have a microphone. Do you?
Yes, do you? Can you hear us?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hi. When are you hearing us?
No!
Are you hearing the radio, too? Is that why you're delayed?
Hello.
Hello.
All right, this is getting
I don't think we're getting anywhere. All right, we're hanging up on that guy. We'll take another call. Just know that if you're listening to this...
That was your one thing. Your one thing. You finally get a chance to talk to us. You get through, and that's what you do.
Yes.
Oh.
If you hear yourself on the radio, that is not you hearing us on Skype. On the line with us...
If you hear anything on the radio, we're not even on the radio.
No, we're not. April Stuffs is here.
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm actually a little hungover.
Are you?
How are you?
Oh, really?
No, that's not.
Yeah.
That's not good. What'd you do last night?
No, that's totally good.
No, awesome. Yeah. See, if it knows. No, yeah. It's not. See, hey, being hungover sucks if you're puking, but sometimes it just means you had a really good night, or someone offered you bourbon after you had a bunch of beer, and you're like, I'll have bourbon because I'm cool.
Wow.
And then it's like,
Well, I like what you doing with that with that biology degree. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude, just putting it straight to good use, you know. Well, it's not chemistry, so that's not my thing.
No.
But
oh, that's right.
So last night I was at the bar waiting for my friends to show up, and this guy walks in. I actually saw him outside, and he was talking to these guys. He's like, "What are you gentlemen up to? You guys into cocaine or what? You guys like?" They're like, "We're just here for beer." And they like walked away from him. And this guy is pimped out, pinstripe suit. He's about 6 feet tall, gold teeth, gold watch, gold everything. Oh my god! And then he comes in and he starts talking to me, and I'm like, "He looks like a '70s pimp,
yeah.
Or like a cocaine dealer."
It's Huggy Bear, right there.
Yeah. So when's the wedding? When's the wedding? When's this happening? When are we getting together? What's going on?
That was last night. Oh, he missed it.
All right. Crap.
So he told me, he's like, you know this Boston Tickler thing? He's shutting down my operation. I sell cocaine. And he like, I was like, Ah, you're yelling this at a bar. It was amazing.
That's pretty incredible. Instagram. Yeah. Did you take photos of this? Do you have this? Do you have proof?
I did, actually. Right. You haven't been up on my Instagram.
I haven't been up on
lately.
Anything today. Today is the day where I have not checked anything. Social networking is dead to me this morning.
Well, it's upset with you, too.
We're just not getting along anymore. Well, that's a great story, April. Thank you so much for the call. Oh, I didn't mean to click hang up quite yet, but I did. Oh. All right, we now have Ryan joining the call. Hi, Ryan.
Oh, hello. I'm going to unmute the stream.
Oh.
I won't talk for you.
Hey, you know the rules. He knows what's going on. He knows what's happening. He knows what's up.
So I'm the one who ran into Jerry at South by Southwest and said that I think that TMS is best when you and Jerry fight.
Yeah.
Or disagree, not fight.
Yeah, we've never really, as far as I know, we've never had a fight.
Right.
But,
So I wanted to ask you and also Brian, mm-hmm. when do you think TMS is at its best?
Oh, that's a fine question. Mm. We're going to answer it off the air. We'll see you later. So, Brian.
Yeah, not off the air, just not with him.
No, just not with him. Yeah, we're gonna end the show and answer this with nobody around.
We're gonna discuss it.
So what do you say to that?
I think TMS. See, there's so many different ways to answer this because I think TMS PM has this great extra vibe that we have where we, you know, there's, I don't know, it doesn't feel like there's as many rules. As far as we have to do this segment, we kind of have a little bit more fun with it, free flowing.
Right.
And I love that. Yep. But I love doing the morning show, especially if one of us or both of us are a little bit tired or.
Which is almost mutually assured every morning because we're always tired,
yeah,
it seems
exactly,
like.
Exactly. So I think, I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, when we're riffing, when we're not adhering to a specific thing,
yeah.
I think TMS is at its best.
I kind of agree.
That seems so vague, doesn't it?
I agree. It's hard to say. I don't know that we're ever at our worst. And I think I'm happier about that than I am that we're maybe perhaps not always at our best. But the things that I like when things are going really well is when we begin to riff on the things that we're passionate about and that comes out in humorous ways. So references to old movies and comics and cartoons and video games or whatever, when that kind of plays a part in these crazy conversations about Star Trek we'll have with Daryl or whatever. I like the tangents, I guess is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, exactly.
I think maybe we're at
we're at
our
best when we're not pod fading.
Yeah, when we're not quitting the genre. Okay, that was a good question. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
So
that's the way you do it, people.
Yeah, keep them coming, keep them coming.
You get on, you mute the stream, you ask your question, you get the hell out.
You tell us how drunk you were.
that works too, yes.
Oh, April.
Tell us about the pimp you ran into last night.
You know, it's scary. It makes me feel slightly sad when April calls and says how drunk she was the night before. Because in some ways, I kind of feel like April's dad sometimes. and I worry about her, like her big decision to move west and what she's doing with her job and everything. You're always just like a little concerned about her. Like, what, young lady, what the hell were you doing out all night? Hanging out with pimp cocaine dealers.
No.
Steinberg, are you there?
You got to protect.
Yeah. Hey, you guys remember that time I had my Skype volume turned down?
I remember. That was earlier today, and it was a a thing I'll never forget. Yeah.
You were responding to us on the stream, right? You were listening to the.
Yeah, that was a big derp. But hey, listen, yes. I have to tell you guys that I am so freaking excited for Nerdtacular.
Yay!
I'm just unbelievably excited.
Well, you should be, because it's going to be rad. We're going to have a great time. I got confirmation yesterday that my sister Wendy will actually be at the Friday morning stream panel, so everybody will get to meet her.
More importantly, is she bringing donuts?
Yeah, of course she is. Dunford's own, man. Right. Yeah.
This time I'm going to eat one. I didn't eat one last time.
It's going to be, you should have.
How
did you miss out on that? What were you doing? What were you thinking?
I don't know. I think I was being well-behaved and did not eat a donut.
Is that how that
works? Or Clamato.
I see. Well, Clamato's be damned. On the line with us, Garrett Weinzerl. Hello, Garrett.
Oh, look at that.
Morning, boys.
Hey, man. What's going on, man? What's going on? The other tall guy that I'd like.
How's the engagement going?
Yeah.
We're still engaged. Are you, so
you're barreling forward. Good. When is the big day? Well, I haven't even heard when this is happening.
We're still not sure. We're in no particular hurry. Oh. Probably early next year when it's not sweltering in Florida.
Good. Don't string
it along.
Screw everybody. Yes. Yes. And screw everybody's expectations for how quick it needs to be. Because you're going to have moms and in-laws going, Now, when am I going to get a grandchild? Just take your time.
Oh, we're already getting that. Okay. That's already happening.
Of course it is. Yeah. And treat it as it's meant to be, which is quaint and stupid, and you guys will be just fine. I'm stoked for you, though. It's very exciting.
Thanks.
Yeah, she's lovely. How she married a gargantuan, giant, tall guy like you, I'll never know.
She's tiny, too. I don't know if you've seen
it. Yeah, I have. It's weird. It's like I'm looking at, it's more like your offspring than your fiance, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, thanks for taking this to creepy town.
That's kind of horrifying. Garrett, I have a question for you before you ask your question of us.
Oh, okay.
What are you most excited about from E3, if you had to pick one thing?
Oh, for E3.
Like what thing got announced where you're like, yep, that's totally my thing?
I'm hesitant, but I want to believe it. No Man's Sky. I want to believe that it'll be as awesome as it looks.
The answer is correct. I am more, if they can do what they seem to be able to say they can do, this is a weird disclaimer, that game looks to be the thing I care about most. It really does. But
that's what I wanted from E3, was to just be blown away by something that looked like nothing I had seen before.
And they did it. I mean, I had even heard about this game before this, obviously, but I hadn't really, really dug my teeth into it or known what was going on, and that was just a huge deal. That was a highlight of the whole thing. So I'm pretty excited. All right, answer your question. Or ask yours.
Ask it. Oh, well, you guys just played a cover by Newfound Glory, which is actually one of my favorite bands from growing up. And Scott, I've heard you on the show, you know, give some crap to the late 90s, early 2000s pop punk. But Newfound Glory is a pop punk band hailing from my home state of Florida.
Oh, wow.
So we're rather proud of them. Yeah. So my question to both of you is What bands that you consider pop punk are your favorite?
Oh, wow. Okay, Brian.
Yeah.
You go first.
Here's where I could get in trouble. I mean, because there are bands that I like Green Day.
Yeah.
And I'd say I would lump them in that pop punk.
Oh, absolutely.
I would give them grandfather status in that genre.
Right.
I think they kind of ushered that in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Those would probably be my two favorites.
I think those are good. I think I'd probably go Green Day and there are moments where I'm cool with Blink 182. Mm-hmm. Again, they're kind of in the grandfather status.
I would be if Mark Hoppus didn't and his My Name Is Mark show didn't beat me to a podcast award at one point.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
It's not a music show. That's a how to put an earring in your nose show is what that is.
And then
or lip, I guess it's in his lip.
Probably. I don't know if they count though. I'm trying to think if, who's, I kind of liked early Sum 41. They count, right? They're kind of part of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I think
NoFX.
They were all right before the main singer got all weird, and married Avril Lavigne,
he's almost died a couple times now.
Has he now?
Mm-hmm.
He got
stabbed or got in a real bad bar fight in Japan.
Oh,
actually, just before I was supposed to see them in Warped Tour, and he didn't make it over because he was hospitalized.
In Japan? Wow.
Yeah. Wait,
who gets in a knife fight in Japan? That seems crazy.
Yeah. I can't remember if it was a knife fight or if he just got the crap kicked out of him.
It should have been a katana fight.
Yeah, I was going to say. Maybe it was like a real knife fight in Japan,
who brings a knife to a katana fight?
Well, that's a fine question. Who's your favorite two?
It's Green Day is my all time favorite band.
Yeah. They have to be, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They're, as for number two, I don't know if I guess they're considered pop punk. The Lawrence Arms. They're a three piece from Chicago.
The Lawrence Arms.
Yeah.
That's a weird ass name for a band.
Yeah. They were never even close to as big as Green Day or Blink, but they're still kind of in that. If you've heard of Alkaline Trio, they're from the same kind of.
Oh, I have heard of Alkaline Trio.
Yeah.
They need a little more, they need to be less acidic. I don't know what I'm saying. All right. Daryl, have a great day. Stay out of trouble. Don't eat the yellow snow, man. We'll see you later. Bye. All right. We got time for one or two more here.
Okay.
Call them in, baby.
Oh, yeah. Goldfinger's another good one. I forgot about Goldfinger.
Goldfinger! Not that. It's the band, right?
The band Goldfinger with Darren's Coconut Ass. Great album.
Darren's Coconut Ass?
Yeah, Darren's Coconut Ass.
I'm in.
I think it's a... I want to say it's a live album, but had some great covers on it.
All right. April put a photo of her talking to the pimp dude.
Her pimp daddy, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He is total pimp. Look at that guy. All right. We're going to take one from, looks like Todd's first here.
Okay.
Hello, Toddwick. What's going on?
Hey there.
Nobody calls you Toddwick, but your own mother. Oh,
Well,
where are you? Where are you, man? Where is this?
I'm calling you from where you put me, you and Chinbeard specifically. I'm on the treadmill.
Oh.
Oh.
That's great. You sounded like you're on the underground tunnel train.
I was going to say, when does the red line arrive?
Ooh, I hear all wow. sorts of beepings. Yeah, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
I shut the machine up. It should be marginally better. I'm on my cell phone, so it's not the greatest.
That's all right. Mm-hmm. It's all good, man. Well, it's because you use an Android. Zing, burn, sweet burn. All right, so Todd, what's going on? What's your question? What are you doing?
Well, I was going to call in to thank you for putting my large and shapely butt onto this machine as it gets less large and more shapely.
Yeah.
But also the question in two different forms to each of you. If each of you hadn't come up with the idea for your flagship show, so Scott, Morning Stream, mm-hmm. Brian Coverville, mm-hmm. what was the next idea in the queue? What else might you have done as your daily or weekly show?
Oh, man. I had an idea for a daily video game show for a while, and it was going to be just me, and I would get up, or I'd do it at night, and it would be live like this, and it was going to be just me. It'd be a call-in show, and we would just talk about games and news and stuff. I mean, essentially...
So like a final score, but with call-in as opposed to...
If there's anything... You know what? There is kind of a... I ended up doing something that's a lot like what I wanted to do with the Diablo show. It's basically that format. Because I knew I wanted to do something like that, and that it just eventually rolled into that, because the truth is, I don't think I could handle another daily show right now with everything else I have to do. Other stuff would have to move out of the way for me to justify it. That's definitely something for me. How about you, Brian? You've always got little projects here and there, but what's the big one you've never done?
Yeah, Jeannie says Coverville live from Vegas. I mean, you know, the Vegas thing probably would have been in the cards, but it's funny. I did all these other shows, started a lot of them that were kind of second tier, like the second idea I had. I did the Lyrics Undercover, which is still going, where you pick a song and analyze the lyrics. But there was one that I did one pilot episode for that I thought would have been a really, really good show to do. And it took such a long time to produce. And but if I wasn't doing Coverville, it probably would have gelled and happened. But it was called Soundography. And it would take you through an entire band's history, like how the band was formed and, you know, milestone events in that band's career.
Oh, that's cool. Did, documentary style kind of almost.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, I love
and
that
did
idea.
A pilot episode on Garbage, the band Garbage, which I'm sure Iceworm was really happy about.
Oh, he's got a little, and, he's got a little boner right now. Just heard you say it.
And never pitched it, never did anything with it. I think I was talking to the Denver Post when we were doing the original two shows that I was doing for them. And making this a third one, but it just took so long to produce that I thought, I don't think I want to
like the Beatles. Imagine the Beatles talking about them in the German clubs, working their way up to the
right, exactly.
the big reveal. Then how did they change like, tonally when they went with Sgt.
Pepper's?
How did
the band find each other? Like what mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. Almost broke up when such and such happened. Things like that. Yeah, so I still have the domain Soundography, and maybe someday I'll do something with it. But
yeah, when did George Harrison first try to kiss Ringo Starr on the lips?
That would have been July 18th, 1967.
That's some saucy stuff right there.
It wasn't Yoko that broke up the band. That's all I'm
right,
saying.
Right, exactly.
That's cool, man. Well, that's a great question, man. That's a very thoughtful mm-hmm. thing. Now get your ass back on that treadmill, Todd.
Yeah, come on.
Jeez, yes, Dad.
Lazy sack.
Taking a break.
Jeez, what is this? Girl time. Well, that's terrible. Someone's gonna get mad at me for saying girl time. You know what? You know what's happening right now on the internet? There's a serious freak out about any kind of sexism or even remotely connected to sexism right now. Mm-hmm. So you can't even joke about it or you're in huge trouble.
Oh yeah.
I've learned this.
Yes.
The hard way. TV's Egon is on the line. Hello.
Oh. Hey there. How's it going, guys?
Is it Greg or Gregory? Who calls you Gregory and why?
Generally, Gregory, if I'm in trouble with the wife or the mom, you know how that goes.
Gregory, did you exactly. leave another turd floating in the toilet? I'm just thinking of a common occurrence in my house. It's good to have you on, Greg. What is going on? What kind of question do you
have?
Well,
my question is Nerdtacular related. Mm. I am a bit of a fan. I will freely admit the wife has heard some of the things tangentially, I should say. Yeah. But what we're thinking is, you know, we're taking the kids and, you know,
everybody up to Snowbird for a week. We're just going to kind of hang out there before, a couple days after, do a really nice
thing.
That's
awesome.
Oh, yeah. It should be really cool. You know, we're in Phoenix, which apparently is the world's worst city, according to certain.
Yeah, Justin Robert Young. Sure. People. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which hurt my feelings since he's actually podcasted from my house before.
Oh, wow. Oh, really?
Yeah. He did an NSFW. One
oh,
time
see,
in my basement.
That is now. Okay. Wow. Now I think Justin owes you an apology.
Totally.
What movie is that from, Brian? Oh, we just saw Popeye.
That would be from Popeye. Yeah, Popeye.
Yeah. That's funny. I don't hate Phoenix the way he hates it, but it is a hot, it's kind of a hot festering butthole part of the year anyway.
It is getting towards the nasty side of things and it's going to get a little worse, but you know, like it's funny. We're starting to get ready for certain aspects of Nerdtacular. Like I got the new Double Clicks album, and listening to it with the kids, they're starting to get it memorized. And
oh, that's great! You know,
they're singing a song about it's starting to be fall and it's starting to rain, and they're not going to go outside for 4 months. I'm like, oh, well, that's just us in the summer.
Yeah, but, exactly. Different reason you're not going outside, but yeah,
exactly. But my question is more like. Some things I know I'll be able to take the wife and kids to. We got tickets for me and her, and then we'll just kind of hang on to the kids. They're still little enough to mostly hang on to. But, you know, I'm just wondering what you think would be the better things for people who aren't necessarily frog pants fanatics.
Like what to do up at Snowbird.
Yeah.
It's a really good question. So there's a bunch of stuff for kids to do, and there are some people behind the scenes working on some official things for kids to do.
That's cool.
But I can tell you that my wife, for example, so I'm bringing prints for kids, right? I'm going to have them on me. So all you have to do is come up and then, hey, as a kid, I'm going to sign it. So I have,
it's a little red Corvette.
It's just a symbol. It used to be named Prince. And I'll give those out freely. And then Kim is going to make I forgot what she termed it, but like basically like a little package of like coloring stuff for little kids and things so they can have some stuff to do. As far as like the panels and everything, I think a lot of it's going to be just entertaining and fun and a good time. Some of it may be completely over the heads of little ones. Mm-hmm. But I don't think there's anything you couldn't take them to except maybe Night Attack. But don't worry, that thing's yeah. annexed off and like in a corner somewhere at night. So
velvet rope. Well, I mean, plus there's so much to do up at Snowbird, even unrelated to that. Last year they were working on a roller coaster, not really a roller coaster, like a go-kart track thing mm-hmm. on the opposite hill that I'm sure is done by now.
Probably, yeah.
There's a gondola you can take up to the top of the mountains. There's a zip line, like a chair-based zip line that's really fun. Mm-hmm. Alpine slide. I mean, there's so much to do up there that...
yeah, they have loads of those extra things that, you know, people just come and do touristy
trails things you can walk on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if they don't want to be in there listening to you know, panels and whatnot, then, God, there's plenty of stuff they can be out doing. Yeah.
And Kim's on the lookout for kids this year to just make sure, you know, they're having fun, there's stuff to do, and you know, we're doing as much as we can fit in the space that we have.
There should almost be like a frog pan scavenger hunt kind of thing where you find stuff you have to find.
That's a great idea.
And take a smartphone picture of certain things like a frog pants producer, a pine tree with a little squirrel next to it.
I should have thought of that. That's a great idea. Who's good at those kind of things?
Didn't even think until just now.
Somebody could still do that.
Yeah. Oh, it's plenty of time.
I'm terrible at those things, so it'd have to be someone else. But yeah, anyway,
well,
I'm looking forward to.
But I've got other things.
Greg, I'm looking forward to meeting you and your family. I can say that. So make sure you shake lots of hands and lots of hand sanitizer and all that.
Oh yeah, we'll be there in force, and I'll definitely probably take way too many pictures because that's what I do.
Camera.
And the huge camera will be there, and all the trimming. So. We'll see how that
Maybe
goes.
Even a moderately sized camera with lots of memory card on it is probably fine. It doesn't have to be a giant camera. It's TV's Egon, everybody. We'll talk to you later, man. Thanks for the call. It'll be nice to see him there.
Totally.
Looking forward to meeting people. All right, that's going to do it. Thanks for your calls, everybody.
Very good.
Very much appreciated. We are going to now exit the building.
Okay.
Vegas has left the building. Oh, you know, we're not going to do that yet. We got to call Cleo. She's around, right?
Cleo. Do you want to do these emails?
Oh, I forgot about emails. Shite. Yeah, emails. They're brought to you by...
Brought to you by Clorox. Clorox bleach. Same great taste you've grown to love over the years.
There you go. TMS does not officially recommend.
I point you to the emails and then I don't even have anything prepared for the...
That was funny.
Because all the seats are sold for the Frog Pants All-Stars.
Yeah, we can't add for that anymore. That's a done deal. If you're coming to that, you already know you got a seat.
Oh, man.
My headphones are being weird. It's doing that thing again. What's going on, headphones?
And make sure you tune in because if you come to the Frog Pants All-Stars, Nicole will sing for you.
Yeah, I heard that she wants to sing. She's totally stoked about singing.
So excited about singing.
She's going to sing as much as she can, as often as possible. Sing, sing, sing. All right. She's going to hate us for that.
Yeah.
Dear Blythe and Shelley, this is Trilliad and the Tadpole. It's the Tadpole Poet Laureate. Dan is his name. A month earlier than expected, this past May 14th, my second little daughter came into the world. He attached a photo of her. It was taken yesterday. After a month of eating, pooping, sleeping, and a few trips to the doctor to deal with preemie-related issues, happily she's working through those issues, and now she's ready to start down the geeky path. Her mother, Evil in the Tadpole, is doing fine as well, though the two of us are enjoying sleep deprivation a little less than we had hoped. Jeannie suggested that the two of you like to see the spawn of Tadpole when they arrive, so I wanted to share this attached photo. It is a rare look at Alice Elodie. That's his last name. Or is it in the last name or middle name?
No, middle name, I think.
Alice Elodie Adinolafi. Man, that's a rough name. I mean, good luck to you and everything, but... With her eyes open. She seems a bit skeptical, though, which isn't surprising considering how weird the world can be. Thanks for continuing to make a great show, as well as great new geeks through your respective families. I'm not sure what that means. Great?
I guess we're making a great show as well as we're making great geeks through our families.
Oh, all right. Through our offspring, our progeny.
I guess so.
Love the show anyway. Okay. Dan. Well, thanks, Dan. And congratulations. Beautiful baby, by the way. I didn't put the link in here for Brian, but it's in the email. Look, amazing.
Cool. Yeah, I think you forwarded the email to me. So
I think I did.
Cool.
I know I know why people think you're gay, says Kyle.
Okay. By the way, Elodie rams with Melody, according to Jeannie. So Elodie. Oh, Elodie. Alice Elodie.
Is it named after a grandmother or something? It's a cool name.
I don't know, but it's pretty, actually, now that I hear it pronounced that way.
Yeah, when I don't say Elodie, when I don't do it.
Elodie.
Oh, my gosh. I made it sound like a chemical burn.
Is it a Unix command or a Tadpole baby?
So let's see, we got one here where the headline, the subject line was literally, I know why people think you're gay. This is Kyle in almost nuked Raleigh, North Carolina. Dear Scott and Brian, several weeks ago, you guys got a couple of emails asking if you were gay. I'd been thinking about this while, why this might be happening. And I think I know the answer. Once in a while, Scott likes to use the phrase, quote, "We're here, we're queer, get used to it," in a joking way. But I think some people didn't realize it was a joke. After you guys got the second email about this, I was reminded, or I remember that Scott had used this joke in a TMS episode a few days before that. Scott, please try to use this more often to see if my theory is correct. If you don't want to do that, then maybe you should just use a disclaimer after that joke. Love the show, though, Kyle. He may be right.
Yeah.
I don't say it that often, though. Like... I don't ever go, hey, we're queer, we're queer, get used to it. Yeah, it's rare. In fact, usually I'll put something else in its place, like we're squeery.
We're here, we're cheer, we're squeering and get used to it.
Yeah, we're squeering and get used to it. I don't know. We'll see, but I still know.
It could be, though. It totally could be.
I mean, that would have to mean that it's the only thing you ever hear us say for you to believe it, because everything else we say is like, oh, Kate Upton's a hottie, or... my wife and my three kids, or...
Well, you don't say that.
Well, no. Not the hottie part, no. Have you seen her latest thing?
Have
you seen her latest
thing? We're leaving...
Have you seen her latest thing that she did?
No, what's wrong with
her? I don't know if you should see it or not. Hold on.
Do you have a link?
Yeah, I'm going to get it right now. All right, go ahead and say what you were going to say. Sorry.
Tina and I were leaving the theater after seeing... what did we just recently see? Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And as we're passing, I see the theater for the other woman. I said, there was a little part of me that said, should we peek in there and just see if Kate Upton's on screen? See if it's the beach scene that they show on the trailer. And if not, let's leave.
Yeah. And but, didn't do it.
Didn't
That's
do it.
Too bad. Well, you're going to like this then. So here's this link. I'm sending it to you now via Skype. Okay. I'm not putting it in the chat because it could be considered not safe for work.
Okay, and of course you're...
here you go.
Everybody who's been on the show today is going to get that link, by the way.
They are, aren't they?
Yes.
Oh, well. Don't show it to the kids, TV's gone.
I've seen this. This is...
Body.
Yeah, the painted on swimsuit.
Body paint.
Actually had this issue of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition.
Well, not showing. They're not hiding much.
Oh, I didn't think about the bottom part. Holy cow. No, yeah, no kidding.
Anyway, gynecologically speaking, there's something going on there. All right. We are going to, now we're going to call Cleo.
Right. Okay.
I still can't get this left ear to work. Ah, oh, it's bugging me. You sound just fine. That's when I went like this. Is it because I went like that? I don't know what's going on.
So if it's my, so if I'm coming through in both ears, it's got to be the connection from your microphone to the mixer.
It must be, but the mixer's outputting normal stereo sound.
It's outputting stereo.
So I don't know why. I mean, it all looks fine in the monitor. It's really weird. Carrie, are you there?
You're just a goddamn mess today, I know, Johnson. Right? What's going on?
What is going on? Ooh, so you're all deep voice today. What's going on with that?
A little bit of a cold, a little bit of just being sexy. I don't know.
Oh, all right. I don't.
Scott Johnson assassinating newborn names since 2014.
Yeah, right.
That's
right.
Fantastic.
That's my job. I don't know what their name is. People naming their kids hard names.
Somebody was saying we hadn't had a squirini yet, and I said, yeah, we did.
Yeah, we had a real squirini.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Sure we did.
And that's only like a 2 on the squirini scale.
Squirini.
Squirini-gy. So
your child is lovely if she doesn't remind me of a chemical burn, really? Jesus.
Well, you know, I do what I can. Cleo comes on the show on Thursdays and she sums it up, man. She gives points, she says who won, and it's all good for everybody involved. So Cleo, what do you got? What are we doing?
All right. During the Trek segment earlier in the week, when you played that awful audio clip from like the 50s or whatever it was, Jester announced that "the doll is my cousin" is actually the state motto of West Virginia. It's kind of nice.
Oh, poor West Virginia.
Womp, womp. We could have taken them out with a bomb if we had been a little bit better about it.
Better aim, yeah.
Yes, I know, right? Given that Scott's story about camp involves some poor bastard getting poop on his lip, E. Kardashinsky thinks that Camp Steiner should have been called Camp Steamer.
Yep. That is so true, dude.
Appropriate.
Yep.
That is so true.
When discussing Scott's possible renegade poop in the porta potty, John Strickland commiserated by saying that, you know what? The people at Home Depot always get mad at him for taking the floor models for a spin.
Yeah, I've heard this about John.
Oh, that sucks.
It's also a reason he's bald. Anyway, keep going.
Oh, my. Yeah. The Tadpole went collaborative on the Spanish telenovela version of Doctor Who by saying that Eric Estrada is El Doctor.
Ooh,
and J-Lo is both the companion and the backup TARDIS because, you know, that butt is bigger on the inside.
Oh, man. You know what? Every time I hear a joke about J-Lo, I actually get a little nervous that she's going to hurt somebody. It's a weird reaction that I have. Like, I feel like I don't know why. I feel like she is so... She could just kill us all. Like, she would just turn on you and pound you. Don't you ever feel that way about her?
Assassinate you.
Yeah, I guess.
With the butt.
Ah, right? Turn around. That'd be it. You're out.
Assassinate.
That's right. Yeah. Assassinate. Yep.
Got it.
It loses something when you have to spell it out for you.
Yeah, I know.
Just a little.
that was for the people in the audience who still hadn't gotten it.
That's right. The last one we got here, another Jay Martin said today that nuke that had been detonated in 1961 in the Carolinas, the sports team would be dealing with today would be the Carolina Mutants, and nobody wants to see that.
No, although I really liked Mutant League Football, this old EA game in the 90s.
I remember that.
It's fantastic. I wish they'd reboot that, but that would have been basically real life Mutant League Football, which affects real people and families, so we better not do that. That's not a good idea.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
A zombie baseball league.
Yeah, bad idea. Anyway.
Good stuff, guys.
Yeah. Was that it? Oh, that's he won. He's the big winner. Wiener.
Well, you know.
So we'll see you in a few weeks. That'll be fun.
Damn right. I just bought something online for you and Daryl and Brian to eat.
Oh, no way.
At Nerdtacular?
Yes.
Wow, good.
I hope they're chips.
No, but there will be because I'm getting some of those too.
Well, I hope there's no beef in them. Is there beef in them?
No, there's no beef.
Okay.
Beef chips.
There's no,
no beef.
This isn't a jerky statue or anything weird like that.
No, it was. It's. I'm just going to tell you what it is, and you don't look it up, though. Okay,
I won't promise.
Don't. It is called Crime Scene Candy Pack.
Oh my!
Oh, awesome.
That sounds
so. You guys are going to have to decide between the three of you which one is going to try candy urine, candy saliva, and candy blood.
I already am picking blood. Blood is my choice. Those other two sound horrible.
Yeah, well,
that's like the worst episode of CSI ever.
I could maybe do urine. I could maybe do that.
ice warm.
It depends how nervous I am. I may yak all over that table up there. We'll see. We'll see, everybody. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you will.
Cleo, right, is always great to have you on. We'll talk to you soon. Stay out of trouble. All right?
Nice.
All right,
bye. See
you. Okay. Oh, I hung up on everybody. Hold on. I did not mean to hang up on everybody. Gosh dang it. I hung up on everyone that I know. All right, hold on. Hang on. I got this.
Hang up on everybody.
Oh my gosh, I hit the wrong thing. Such an idiot.
And I was afraid you were going to call everybody back who's been on the show today. All the call now people, everybody.
So stupid. Anyway, we're back. Hey, everybody.
Oh, hi.
Hey, so we're done now. We're going to get out of here, and we're going to do it by telling you where you can go. You can all go straight to frogpants.com/TMS. That's our website. There's links to the store where we got the morning brew, coffee, and mugs. If you guys want to get on that business, that's up there now, frogpants.com/TMS. Or go to frogpants.com/store to get there directly. I was supposed to mention something else. Dave told me to tell, and I forgot. Crap.
Coffee?
T-shirts? There's Nerdtacular t-shirt stuff. The Pilsner glasses are cool. They're actually pint glasses, I guess, everyone's telling us.
That's right.
Those are up there for Current Geek. There's a lot up there. Go check it out. Email us at themorningstream@gmail.com. That's where we'll take our emails and read them on the show. On Twitter, you can follow us at morningstream, at Scott Johnson, at Coverville. And that's it. We're done. Why don't we do a song? Oh, and tomorrow, a reminder, like right around 1 p.m. Or so in the daytime, we'll be doing a fifth TMS p.m. Yeah. Very anyway. Good. All right. Go ahead.
All right. So this one is going out to Claire Gack in the Tadpool. Claire says, "Hey, Shamalama and Bing Bong. I am a full-time listener to TMS from Ireland and first-time chat roomer as of Monday, as I finally left school and will be hopefully moving on to uni after the summer. Nice. I would like to request a song covered by my favorite band, McFly, on their most recent album, Memory Lane. They did a cover of the Kinks' Lola, which I've been obsessing over for a while now, and would love if you would play it on either TMS or TMS PM. Thanks, Brian. Smell the schmo, bro. Claire Gack in the Tadpool." And there she is right there going, yay, in the Tadpool.
And she's Irish, which is hot. I love Irish ladies.
I know, yeah.
A little young for me, but I'm just saying. Irish.
If we can get an audio clip of you just going, you know nothing, Jon Snow, that'd be awesome.
You know nothing. Is she Scottish or? Yeah, she sounds Irish or I don't know what she is.
Could be Irish. Yeah,
whatever. Yeah. She's great.
She's a wildling. Anyway, so.
Who knows what the hell they are?
This is such a great song because this was the Kinks, one of the first hits, or not one of the first, but one of their early hits. And it was a way for them to kind of sidestep censorship and keeping the song from being pulled from the radio, because it's obvious to those listening that Lola is a transsexual or a crossdresser. Yeah. However, nowhere in the song do they specifically say that. And the one line that kind of points to it is cleverly written so that it could go either way. And it's, you know, I know what I am and I'm glad I'm a man and so is Lola. And, you know, you could say that, oh, Lola's just glad you're a man as well, or Lola is a man as well. It's really, really funny. Anyway, one of my favorite little bits of trivia about that song. Here is McFly from their Greatest Hits album, which just came out a couple of years ago, the deluxe edition of The Best of McFly with a cover of The Kinks' Lola.
Rose Leslie, who plays Ygritte in Game of the Thrones, You Know Nothing, Jon Snow, her.
Yep.
She is... Scottish born.
She's Scottish, okay.
Yeah, but I think she may play that down a little, and she plays very.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
She played very Britishy in Downton Abbey. So.
Oh, really? She was in Downton Abbey too.
Yeah, first season or two, maybe. She was great in there. Anyway,
did she shoot arrows into Lord Flangbottom's?
You know, back? The Flangbottoms. Yeah. Their sigil. It's a
Lord Flangbottom.
It's a bottom with a flang in it. All right, there you go. Let's play this song here now. We'll see you guys on Monday. No, we'll see you tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow for TMS PM, and then we'll see you Monday again for other stuff. It's Lola, or as I always pretty much called it after Dr. Demento in the 80s, Yoda.
Yoda.
Right. Here it is. We'll be back tomorrow. See you then.
bouncer in the club down in Otoho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola, C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her a name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola, L-O-L-A Lola, la la la. Physical guy, but when she squeezed me tight, she nearly broke my spine. Oh my Lola, la 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 Lola. Well, I'm not dumb, but I can't understand why she walked like a woman and talked like a man. Oh my Lola, la 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 Lola, la 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 Lola.
Drink a bathtub full of your water.